This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A car traveling toward Denver on I-70 was caught carrying more than 100 pounds of fentanyl. CPR's Allison Sherry says that's a record seizure by authorities.
The car was stopped by state troopers near Georgetown last month, and law enforcement say this amount of pure fentanyl powder could kill more than 20 million people. It was the largest fentanyl seizure ever made in Colorado and one of the biggest in the country. The number of fentanyl seizures on state highways is up more than 300% from last year at this time. The state patrol said the drugs were hidden in trapdoors beneath the floorboards. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
You could get a pretty hefty fine or even up to a year in jail if you set off fireworks this 4th of July. That's the message many law enforcement agencies are sharing this holiday weekend. Some Colorado cities have fines as high as $3,000 if you're caught shooting off fireworks. State law only allows professional and public displays due to wildfire concerns. And Gross Reservoir reopens to the public today after it was closed for 2 weeks due to a deadly crash. Crews removed a rock hauler that slid down an embankment and sank after an unpaved road gave out underneath it. A construction worker driving the truck died in the incident. Denver Water says the Gross Reservoir expansion project will start back up later this month. And from downtown Denver, this is CPR News.